Hi, I'm Jonathan Haberdink, your spiritual fitness coach. Have you ever been skeet shooting? It's where one person slings out a clay disc called a skeet, and the other person shoots the skeet out of the air mid-flight. It can be great fun, as long as the one slinging the skeets wants the shooter to shoot them down. But what if the goal was to see how far the discs could go? What if the thrower didn't want the skeets to be shot down? Then suddenly, what was a fun game for the shooter becomes a very frustrating and discouraging experience for the thrower. And often this is what it can feel like, spending time around people who have a critical spirit. The challenge of this reality is that the person holding the shotgun feels like they are doing a great job. They're identifying every flaw in the other person and making sure they know about it so that they can fix it and become a better version of themselves. What a helpful service, right? Except it rarely feels like a service to the other person. Experiences like this often sting with feelings of rejection, embarrassment, and insignificance. In Matthew 7, verses 3 through 5, Jesus says, "Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." The beautiful thing about this passage is that Jesus does not say that the speck in the other person's eye doesn't matter. It still needs to be addressed, and He designed us for community such that we're supposed to help one another remove the specks from our eyes. But there's a crucial step to take before helping remove a speck from your brother's eye, and that's to take the log out of your own eye. A log is much bigger than a speck. How could someone not notice a log in their eye? If a speck in your eye is a problem, then a log in your eye would be a catastrophe. So Jesus is saying that we need to examine ourselves honestly and address the log in our own eye before we call out the flaws in other people. What do you think that log is for you? Could I take a guess that it might be pride? Pride is a sin that can so easily go unnoticed because it can take many forms. But one of those forms is the criticality of other people. And if we are to address this log, then we should seek to clothe ourselves with humility. So here's your challenge to win today. I want you to write down the names of 1 to 3 people whom you suspect might feel shot down by you, like a skeet shooter. Think about the people toward whom you feel the most critical, and then for each person, write down 3 things that you are thankful for about them. Maybe ways that they're gifted that you admire. And then pray for them. Thank God for putting them in your life. Thank Him for making them the way that they are with the unique gifts that you just wrote down. And ask God to give you a spirit of humility toward them. And finally, share that affirmation with them the next time you see them. As you grow in the habit of humbling yourself and sharing affirmation, you will see God change your relationship from one of skeet shooting, discouragement, and frustration to one of humbly helping each other remove the specks from your eyes. Now go win today.